At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's common knowledge that there's a cohort of people out there who prefer to text rather than call. But my next guest says she makes practically no phone calls. In fact, watching someone simply pick up a phone to answer it is bizarre. Her name is Jane Cowan. She's a student in Trinity College in Dublin, also a columnist with the Irish Examiner. And she's with me now. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
You don't make phone calls?
Hardly ever. I'm much more into texting.
And if the phone rings, your phone, what happens?
Now, it depends who's ringing. If it's one of my friends and they haven't warned me, I'll probably get a little bit of a shock. I think there's something has gone wrong. But if it's my parents, I might let it ring out.
Okay. You don't live with your parents at the moment?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay,
they love to call me all the time anyways.
Yeah. So what is it about Gen Z that is reluctant to actually make or take a call? It's one thing when your phone rings and you look at caller ID and you say, oh, that's so-and-so, not going to bother with them. Or it's the bill collector or the landlord or whatever, not going to talk to them. But the reluctance even to make a call.
It's so foreign to us. Like, it feels outdated. It's like, that's how my parents communicate. Like, all through my teenage years when I was in secondary school, if I wanted to talk to my friends, I'd text them on Snapchat. And, like, I feel like I haven't grown up out of that very much yet.
It means going back and forward and composing your responses. Is it kind of a defense mechanism that you don't want to be spontaneous? You want to kind of review what you say? Because I've seen people doing this and there's no time for contemplation at all. It's the fingers are going bleh, like a blur.
Absolutely. I mean, there's also an element of like, you're not going to be caught off guard as much. Like if you're on the phone, you have to answer then and there. But if I'm texting, I can kind of take a few minutes to respond if I want to. And I think we kind of enjoy that, like that little element of control.
Now, when you're texting, often there can be misunderstandings because tone of voice, the way you might express something, if you just see it in cold print, it can be misunderstood and frequently is.
Yeah, and I think that's where like my parents just don't understand why we text each other so much because they think it's just so much more efficient to have a little phone call for like 30 seconds.
That's what they say, and that's what I would say. But yeah. I use the telephone for business purposes, not for a chat.
Yes.
I would prefer face-to-face chat. So if I have a pal I haven't seen for a while, I'd prefer to meet them for a pint or whatever. I don't use it for that kind of long. But I know a lot of people who do. I use phone calls. Will you be in so-and-so place at 8 o'clock or 10 past 8, half 8, you're a bit delayed, fine? Okay. Information.
Yeah. I quite like a phone call to be short and snappy as well. But I also do enjoy sometimes if I've had enough warning to like call one of my friends, have a little chat. That can be nice. But it's very rare that I do that.
One of the things people refer to is the inability to end the call.
Oh, that's I actually think that's like our worst nightmare is we're just not that well practiced with it. We don't know what to do.
So you've been on the call for 20 minutes and you've got things to do and you cannot end the call.
See, that's the thing with a text. You just, like, maybe you don't respond. I mean, it's not very polite, but I think a lot of people probably do that. But yeah, over the phone, I think that's where we really struggle. We don't know, like, the etiquette of it.
Now, when you're, say, in group chats, which happens, I mean, I can see the benefit of trying to organise something among maybe 10 people and you're all in a group and you just text and say, this is the proposed location. How many of you can be there on time? And you get all these replies.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, making that call is simpler.
And yeah, I think that's what my parents would always tell me, that it's just so much easier. But I think with text, maybe it's because we use it so often. We just like, I find it easier to text. Like a phone call, I'll have to text them in advance to make sure I can call them, and then there's like just there's a few little things that we have to do that my parents probably
is that the etiquette now that you have to text someone to say, are you available to take my call?
Oh, totally. Even like a really close friend, I'll text them before I call them. Always. If I got a call without from one of my friends without her texting.
If you
first.
Got an unsolicited call on your birthday, would you answer?
On my birthday, I would. Because
you think it's all going to be good news.
Yeah.
And happy.
Someone probably just loves me.
Many of the jobs that your generation are getting are in the tech sector, in tech sales.
Yeah.
And that involves actually talking to people, making phone calls, trying to persuade them to buy the product or whatever.
Yeah.
And you guys have no practice at doing that.
No, we don't. I'd say anyone who goes into that job, it's a real shock to the system when they first go in. Because you're like becoming fluent in this language that you do not know. You've never known it before, really.
So therefore, are you going to be any good at that job?
I think...
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
First, probably not.
Yeah, what other traits would you say are particular to Gen Z?
We like the element of control. Like, I think our phones have given us so much power over what we do. Like, I'll never go to a restaurant without checking the menu 2 days in advance.
Okay.
And I think that's a real, like, that's so common. Most of my friends would do that
and
too.
Would you check out reviews before you'd go?
Absolutely. Or even, like, before going, I'll text my friend and be like, oh, can you send me a picture of your outfit to make sure that we've gone, like, you know, the same sort of vibe? I don't think that's something my parents would have ever done.
The word, and it's just prompted, unprompted comes to mind, snowflake.
Oh.
I mean, this kind of stuff is ludicrous.
No,
it's
totally.
It's not living, it's kind of existing.
And it's like, I mean, most of my columns on the Irish Examiner, I'm told that I'm a bit of a snowflake for these things. And you know what? It's probably true. We startle easily. But it's just the way things are. I think everyone's very concerned for the state of the future of society with us.
Okay, this one coming in. Late 20s millennium here. I think I was a big texter. Then you start working in corporate offices or bigger jobs. You can't be on your phone the whole time. You have to set it aside and actually do some actual work.
I'll struggle with that when I enter the real working world.
I'm over 80. I much prefer to WhatsApp than to call, says another. I'm 48. I rarely take or make phone calls. I think it started when I worked in construction and the boss would call and give me instructions. When I did what he asked, he would tell me that was not what he wanted me to do. I then insisted that he text me instructions from then on, so there was no doubt as to what he had actually said. It worked, and not calling kind of stuck. That was back in 2006. Can you ask Jane what she thinks about emojis? My daughter uses them all the time, but says I am not allowed to use them back.
That's a funny one. Now, I don't really use emojis when I text, but my parents do, and I think it kind of shows their age sometimes when they do, and it depends how you use them. Like, I don't know if you know that, like, laughing, crying emoji?
Yeah.
If I see someone use that, like, I'll assume they're over 40, because no one my age uses that.
Really?
Really.
How old are you? Just checking.
I'm 20.
Well, I have a daughter who's in her 30 and she has used that many times. She'd be distraught now that
well,
she's
you should tell her
an
it's
old
not
fogey
a good look.
Already. They're coming in droves, these techs. They won't get the jobs that need soft skills, but they feel they should get them anyway. That's how they think. That's from Tom.
I think a lot of people like to tell me that about my column. They think... when we enter the real big bad world, we're
but
not
you're in
be
it.
Able to cope.
You're working in journalism. You're already in
I am
it.
In it, and I get a lot of stick for it. But
how do the Examiner communicate with you? Do
now,
they never talk to you?
This is the thing. If I was to get a phone call from the editor, I would probably have a small conniption. I don't know how I'd cope with that. She likes to text me, and I really appreciate that.
The worst and I think rudest new trend in communication is leaving a voicemail rather than having a conversation or sending a text. It is the unhappy medium. Apparently, some management guru wrote a book saying voice messages were the most efficient but still friendly way of communicating. My boss read that book and now uses long, rambling voicemails all the time. I have to play them 5 or 6 times to make sure I get all the tasks. That's from Mike.
I'm an absolute menace with a voice message.
Do you ramble on? Do you?
I'm going to be honest. I put my hands up. I'll send my.
Whenever I see a long text, I know someone has been talking to the phone rather than using their fingers.
Totally, yeah. And I'm terrible for that.
Yeah. If you ring my phone, and you need not ask me for my permission to ring me before you ring my phone, and I don't answer because I don't maybe recognize your number, you'll get a message saying, I do not listen to voicemails. Text me.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've ever listened back to a voicemail that someone has left me if I didn't answer the phone. I don't think I even know how to check that.
The word of mouth storytelling tradition has lasted thousands of years, and suddenly it has ended with this current generation, and that is sad.
That's probably true. It's not totally true, though. Like, we do talk. It's just different. We've changed how we communicate. I mean, when the phone call first came in, it was sort of a bizarre thing to be doing. And we've just changed it again.
Mm. When you meet each other in the flesh, what's communication like?
Normal. Like, I think everyone would say they probably prefer speaking in person because there's no miscommunication. You can always get the tone of voice.
So even though you're aware that there can be miscommunication when it's all done in text form, that's what you have to do to live the lives that you lead.
Yeah, it's just how we communicate. Like, that's just normal.
The reason Gen Zers can't make or take phone calls is because they're so riddled with anxiety. They can't handle anything that isn't completely within their control. They'll be completely useless at handling many realistic work or indeed life scenarios. That's from Brian in Dublin. What say you?
He sounds like someone who reads who likes to comment on my column. I get comments like that all the time. I think there's a little bit of an exaggeration going on there. Like, it's not like I've never made a phone call in my life. It's just not what we do.
Gen Z are literally living most of their lives in the metaverse. I feel sorry for them because the transition into the real world of being an adult is going to be so, so difficult for them.
I mean, yeah, I hear that a lot from my parents. They think, like, we'll struggle when we have to enter the working world. And, like, if your boss calls, you have to answer.
Mind you, if your boss is kind of Gen Z, him or herself, you're all going to be in the same boat.
We're all coming up with the same sort of, like, methods of communication.
The Sunday papers have talked of an epidemic in teenage mental health problems. What does your speaker have to say about this? That's from Elaine.
Mental health problems?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really common.
And do you accept that a lot of it is to do with the fact that you're glued to your phones?
I think technology has a massive impact. Like, I make the jokes about texting and all of that, but there is, like, there's a lot to be said for the fact that people do struggle to communicate properly.
But the other thing that is typical of your generation, maybe older people as well, they go to a gig and they spend their time using their phone to photograph the gig.
Yeah, and you haven't even been there.
They're not in the moment at all.
Yeah, you haven't even heard.
Anyway, Jane, I suspect that your columns will continue to draw the ire of older generations upon you. Jane Cowan, who's a student at Trinity College in Dublin and columnist with the Irish Examiner, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.